With a vaccine rollout for COVID-19 just weeks away, the federal government is fine-tuning ways to recognise those who have been vaccinated. Government Services Minister Stuart Robbs says every Australian getting the vaccination will get a digital or paper certificate should confirmation be needed for travelling or work.
That immunisation record will form the basis of the vaccination certificate that all Australians will be able to use, including visa holders. And that certificate is available right now. People can access it from the Medicare Express Plus, from MyGov, or indeed they can call or visit Services Australia and get a paper record. And we'll continue to build out that vaccination certificate so all Australians will have a record. But importantly, we'll use the Australian Immunisation Register, a register that has been around for many, many, many years, that is robust, solid. Millions of Australians have been using it and accessing it every year.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has already approved the Pfizer vaccine and is expected to give a final decision on the AstraZeneca vaccine this month. Australia has secured more than 150 million doses of various vaccines, and the head of the TGA, John Skerritt, says there are also talks with around a dozen companies about other potential vaccines in the future. Hotel quarantine workers, frontline staff and border officials are first in line for the Pfizer jab, along with the elderly and most vulnerable. The government hopes most Australians will be vaccinated by late October. Speaking to Sky News, Mr. Skerritt says the government will be transparent about any issues related to the vaccine.
We're going to be putting up every week a warts and all description of what safety events have happened, what adverse events have happened in Australia and overseas. Now, some people have said, well, that's a bit risky because people will jump on, you know, one person who may have acquired, a nervous system condition out of 20 million vaccinated in the US and jump on it. But the alternative of not being transparent, I think, is a lot worse.
Also speaking to Sky News, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack understands that a proportion of the population will be nervous or sceptical about taking the vaccine or completely disagree with it. But Mr. McCormack wants to reassure Australians the country has some of the best health experts in the world working on making sure the vaccine rollout is as safe and transparent as possible.
People are always sceptics, people are worried, people are nervous, so I understand that. But I would sooner have the jab. I would sooner take the best advice from Professor Paul Kelly, from Brendan Murphy, from the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee. I would sooner take that advice and have the jab and have the two doses of it than be lying weeks later in an ICU care unit and be worried about why I didn't, concerned about the fact that I may now not live to see the end of the year.
Meanwhile, New South Wales, South Australia, Queensland and Western Australia have reported no locally acquired cases. New South Wales, now in its 21st day of no local cases, has introduced a day 16 COVID-19 test for overseas travellers after they have completed their 14-day quarantine as an additional precautionary measure. New South Wales health authorities are continuing to urge people to get tested. Dr. Christine Selby from New South Wales Health says high testing rates remain crucial to defeating the virus.
A high rate of testing remains one of our strongest defences against COVID-19, as it gives us the best chance of finding cases early and preventing new chains of transmission in the community.
And in Victoria, there were no new cases for a third straight day, but authorities there admit they may never get to the bottom of exactly how a hotel quarantine worker recently picked up the virus. They are undertaking a ventilation review of all Victorian quarantine hotels, and face shields have been made mandatory among workers. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.